Welcome to the Issue Is podcast. I'm Alex Michaels, and this week, a break from the normal political back and forth for something really inspiring. It's a special edition show we call Athletes Who Serve. We spent time with the Dodgers, the Lakers, the Rams, and also Arnold Schwarzenegger to talk about the importance of service, of giving back, especially at this time of giving. I hope this inspires you. We've had so much divisiveness, and I hope this brings you together and is something we can all agree on. It's really amazing, especially seeing the way a lot of these sports stars have impacted kids. So here is the special in its entirety. We start things off with a look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, the recent world champions. As the Dodgers win the World Series, they feel the city's love. Doesn't take long to pay that feeling back.
Happy holidays, guys.
Outfielder Mookie Betts handing out holiday meals in South LA.
Anytime I can come here and support you guys in whatever way, form, or fashion, I'll be here.
At Dodger Stadium, pitcher Anthony Bonda also giving out turkeys.
Have a great holiday.
It's pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie.
What goes through your mind when you see the smiles on the faces of those kids?
I mean, it makes me smile. It's the gratification that I get from them. It's just, it's so heartwarming.
Go Dodgers!
Brothers Josiah and Elijah say it's surreal to be at the champion's house.
You watched them win the World Series?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to be here at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, it's very much as cool.
It means a lot, like gratefulness.
Their grandmother Lisa says this turkey dinner is needed. Many of the kids in line here are experiencing homelessness.
Does it make things easier for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's number one. That's why I say gratefulness, because it's hard.
More than 2,000 cars coming here to Dodger Stadium today, and this part of a much larger effort of the Dodgers involved in the community all year long. Pitcher Bruce Dahl-Gratterall visiting kids.
Hi.
And bringing big smiles to UCLA Children's Hospital.
Come here, dude.
Pitcher Tony Gonsolin loving on the cats at the North Central Animal Shelter. Shortstop Miguel Rojas handing out shoes as part of the Shoes That Fit campaign.
It's not just about the shoes, it's about someone that cares about them and trying to help them to have a better future.
You guys like it?
Yeah!
Catcher Will Smith reading.
You're welcome.
And gifting books for the LA Reads campaign.
Kids, you know, hold a special place in our heart, and we want to, you know, touch their lives.
Why don't you give it a try first and see what happens?
Pitchers Evan Phillips and Yoshinobu Yamamoto reading in English and Japanese to a language immersion school.
There's a ton of value into that for these kids in this program trying to learn both languages.
There is no Dodgers without our community.
Kristen McCowan oversees much of this work as the Dodgers Vice President of Government and Community Affairs. The team donating to other nonprofits like Homeboy Industries, the Downtown Women's Center, and the LA Fire Foundation, where players, including Mookie Betts and Walker Buehler, get to ride in a fire truck and try on their own gear.
Wearing those clothes, I didn't realize how heavy it is. I have a new appreciation for firemen.
Some of the most underappreciated people in our communities, and you know, trying to give them and their families a day at the ballpark and go have fun.
The team organizing a dream day for kids at Universal Studios. And for seniors at their own senior prom, featuring the dance moves of some of the youngest boys in blue.
When you combine all of those things, you're talking about significant impact in our greater community.
The Dodgers also have their own foundation, run by Nicole Whiteman. So
we believe in leveling the playing field. We want to see a Los Angeles where everybody has the opportunity to thrive. That's the first one.
We met up with Nicole at Algin Sutton Recreation Center in South LA, home of the very first and the 50th Dodgers Dream Field.
We've invested $20 million in 65 fields throughout the greater Los Angeles community. They're safe spaces where youth and families can gather and, yes, play the game of baseball and softball, but also they serve as outdoor classrooms. They serve as community gathering spaces.
Talk to us about some of the history of the Dodgers Foundation and how it got to be.
Yeah, so in 2013, when the new ownership group came on board, We partnered, frankly, with Magic Johnson and Mark Walter, Peter Guber, Billie Jean King, and others to basically reimagine this Los Angeles Dodgers Foundation. We started out very small budget, $600,000, you know, two people in terms of full-time staff. We've grown immensely. We've since raised over $200 million.
Wow.
We've actually invested $63 million within the community.
The biggest fundraiser of the year is the Blue Diamond Gala.
Mamiko and Shohei Ohtani, Brianna and Mookie Betts, Chelsea and Freddie Freeman.
The players and their significant others hitting the blue carpet for a night filled with music, good food, and serious giving, including this from Dodger chairman Mark Walter.
That our family and the other Dodger owners are going to commit $50 million to the Dodger Foundation.
Thank you for showing up for Los Angeles the way that you have. $50 million.
No! All that money helping to fund services for an estimated 10.6 million young people.
It's way beyond baseball. You're really working on a lot of the most important issues for the community itself.
Yeah, you know what? We believe, Alex, in the root causes of, you know, all of these challenges. So that's why the education piece and the health piece and the social justice piece are so important for us.
Do you see young people start to transform what they think they can do?
Oh, absolutely. My greatest joys are when I'm out at parks like this and, you know, moms stop me and they say, you know what, my son is now thinking of college. You know, my son is actually applying to college. You know, he was in your Dodgers Dream Team program 11 years ago and he's now off to college. That we opened the door, that we gave them something that ignited them to say, like, I can do this.
Dodger Dream Team program has included 13,000 kids at 99 locations through the LA area. Those kids mentored by players and former players, including Oral Hershiser.
There is a point in life where, you know what, doing the right thing is just the ultimate thing to do. And so this is actually feeding us as much as it's feeding the community.
What is the importance, you think, of an athlete coming out to something like this?
Many of the people out in the community may not come to the stadium. And so this opportunity to say, wow, we're bringing this player to you is really special.
The team also supports foundations started by individual players.
We're blown away by the turnout and the generosity.
Utility player Chris Taylor hosting a polar plunge in Manhattan Beach to raise funds for those living with special needs. Pitcher Alex Vesia diving in, holding the GoPro.
We're in! Oh! Oh, it's so cold!
Former Dodger Justin Turner's foundation hosting a golf tournament featuring many current Dodgers raising money for homeless vets.
For the 9 years that I had here, and the fans have been fantastic to me, so we're going to continue to keep serving this community for as long as we can.
For years, Clayton and Ellen Kershaw have hosted ping pong for a purpose for their nonprofit called Kershaw's Challenge.
Come on up, guys, come on up.
Last year, we were with the Kershaws at the Dream Center in Hollywood as they handed out backpacks to school kids in need. They've raised over $14 million and support over 23 beneficiaries, including building homes in Africa.
I didn't do anything to deserve being able to throw a baseball, you know, and it was a God-given talent. And so I realized that, and I want to use that as best I can.
Pitcher Landon Knack says he's inspired by the giving of vets like Kershaw.
You look up at and kind of see those guys doing it, and it makes you want to also kind of give back a little bit and be able to be a part of the community.
That's a home run. You did it, Jack.
Knack is getting more involved in the community via the team and is now considering starting his own foundation to take that to the next level.
What's your bottom line message to Dodger fans on a day like this?
It's just obviously, Dodger fans, we love you, we appreciate you, and you guys take care of us, we take care of you.
Up next, we're with the LA Lakers as they teach basketball to the next generation and hand out hope. We were with Lakers legend Magic Johnson last year as he handed out holiday cheer. For multiple decades, he's lifted up the inner city through entrepreneurship and providing resources.
It's been important for me to give back, touch other people, because somebody helped me to become Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. I didn't do this by myself.
The current Laker team, learning from Magic's examples with multiple community events throughout the year. We continue our spotlight on athletes who serve at the home of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, that's-
Lakers star Anthony Davis hands out hats.
That's one.
Dalton Connect presents basketballs.
Come on, underneath the air like that.
While Rui Hachimura is teaching shooting.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You getting to shoot baskets with basketball players? How cool is that?
Very cool.
9-year-old Aki Hudgens is showing off his considerable dribbling and shooting ability.
That was amazing. So are you going to be playing here one day?
Yeah.
The Lakers hosting nearly 100 kids at their training facility in El Segundo.
This is so cool.
For a season of giving event. Guard Max Christie joining in on the fun.
What do you think that you and the team can learn from the kids?
I think just realizing it's bigger than basketball.
These students learning directly from NBA players are all from the Crete Academy, which specializes in serving homeless youth.
The Lakers recently hosted a field day at Crete. Joseph Williams is the assistant principal of culture.
It allows our students to dream outside their community, outside their home.
There you go. Yeah, there it is.
NBA Hall of Famer Michael Cooper recently visiting Crete.
If you got a strong mind and a good belief in your heart, you guys can achieve anything in this world.
The Lakers' legendary players still deeply involved in their community events. Derek Fisher and Robert Ori coaching military vets at Hoops for Troops.
It puts a smile on my face. I think I enjoy it more than they do.
How are you?
We join Ori.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Fisher.
Happy Thanksgiving. To right there.
And AC Green as they hand out hundreds of Thanksgiving turkeys at a Salvation Army near downtown LA.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Services to take your abilities you have and just give.
Ori co-founded the Ashland Ori Foundation in honor of his late daughter. They help kids with special needs.
It must be really meaningful.
It's very meaningful.
AC Green started his own youth foundation in 1989. The White House just awarded Green the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for his many years of giving.
I was humbled, floored, and I'm like, are you sure you're talking about me and you got the right number?
Green's foundation is all about lifting up kids' self-esteem.
At the end of the day, it comes to really touching hearts, being able to connect spirits.
In addition to mentoring young kids, Green also mentors current NBA stars and encourages them to start their own foundations.
You talk about building and expanding your brand. Well, you can't do anything more than really trying to help your fellow man, okay? And that's the brand of giving, and that's the brand of paying it forward. And so I have those kind of talks to them just to help them understand life is bigger than our sport, guys, girls, you know, and you got to remember that.
What does service mean to you?
You start your day with asking, what can I do to help you today? And that's the way you start it out. If you talk to your teachers that way, you talk to believe it or not, even your coaches. Coach, what can I do to help in practice today?
Speaking of coaches, Fisher, a 5-time NBA champion with the Lakers, is now a high school coach at Crespi.
For them at 15, service starts with just like, after the game, let's pick up the water bottles that we left underneath the bench.
Good job.
Fisher not only started his own foundation, he's also a board member for the Play Equity Fund, which increases access to sports for young people.
I firmly believe that sports can not only be a socioeconomic engine, but it also can create equity.
Fisher says fatherhood caused him to think differently about giving back.
I just try to remind myself even, not even everybody else all the time, of how my life is not just mine. My life is designed to impact other people.
Yo, Derek Fisher!
Fisher's impact on display when he meets Lakers fanatic Dylan Diaz at the turkey giveaway.
This is like a drink on truth.
Receiving this meal is a huge deal for Dylan's mom, Wendy.
I'm so excited with that.
Dylan inspired seeing the way these athletes serve.
I really just want to become a professional basketball player and help out in my community because I know there's a lot of need.
This is a moment he'll never forget.
Really appreciate it.
What do you think?
It's pretty cool. Totally going to keep this forever. Probably my most valued possession right now. I'm really happy. You know, there's a bunch of people who say I can't make it, but today I just feel like pumped up. I feel like I can do anything. I feel like I can dunk right now.
Back, the LA Rams donate a football field at Nickerson Gardens.
One, two, three! Yeah!
Our special edition of The Issue Is focused on athletes who serve continues with a look now at the LA Rams' impact on one of California's neediest communities and the special contributions of Quentin Lake.
Oh, good catch! Good catch! Hit your dance.
LA Rams safety Quentin Lake can't help but dance as the team unveils a new field at Nickerson Gardens.
One, two, three!
Yeah! It's a big change from this dirt field at LA's largest housing project.
They've given us respect of putting the field in the Nickerson Gardens.
This field has come a long way to end up here in Nickerson Gardens.
They originally installed it on Hermosa Beach for a special draft event.
What up, man? How you doing?
It's now being repurposed for this community in need.
It just makes other people who never got the chance to play get the chance, yeah, and they get the opportunity.
Rams running back Kyren Williams is also here. Why is it important for you to be out here today?
For me, it's simple. Honestly, like, I was a kid who was inspired by seeing, you know, people who I wanted to be in the position.
Here's a young Kyren meeting Steven Jackson when he was the running back for the Rams.
Now that I'm in that position, I try to give back and just show face as much as possible because, you know, you get to inspire young kids to live out their dreams and show them that it's possible.
We sit down with Lake, a SoCal native. He's the son of NFL linebacker Carnell Lake. Like his dad, Quentin attended UCLA. And Quentin has become one of the Rams' most active community servants. From building homes to handing out food, he especially loves interacting with kids. Why was it important for you to be out here today?
I think it's important just to give these kids in the community, a face to look up to. It's important for us as football players to use our platform to show these kids and show everybody that, you know, they have somebody in their community, somebody on the Rams that they can interact with. You know, we're these superheroes to them, but at the same time, we view ourselves as regular people that can interact, have fun, and enjoy the game that we love and share the experiences that we have with everybody else.
You know, we call this special athletes who serve. Mm-hmm. What does service mean to you?
Service is, to me, it's an obligation. To me, it is, but it's an obligation that I feel proud to do. Whether that's doing school drives, whether that's coming out and, you know, enjoying the game of football that I love with these kids, it's humbling.
And you know, we look around here. There's a lot of poverty here. I mean, Nickerson's Garden is a housing project. Is there sort of a unifying thing about sports, about the meritocracy of sports and about sports that can kind of lift people up?
At the end of the day, everybody loves running around, throwing the football, shooting the basketball. So to me, it's like there's something in common with that. And there's experiences and moments that we can share all together. So it really is a blessing to be able to come out here and have a common experience that we all share.
Bottom line message you want everybody to take away from this story, from your story.
We are nothing without the people that support us and the people that cheer us on each and every Sunday. So thank you for the fans. Thank you to the people that support us. Thank you to everyone that supports us. And it's really a blessing to have the support system that we do.
You're easy to root for. I'm rooting for the Rams anyways, but you're great. What an incredible spokesperson.
Thank you so much.
Well done. We'll wrap things up with the greatest weightlifter of all time, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and his decades of giving. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the greatest weightlifter of all time, and learning from him was one of the great joys of my life. I love that facial expression. Of course, Arnold transformed his skills into the gym, into a successful movie career, and later a turn as California's governor. But throughout it all, he has never forgotten where he came from, and he always gives back. Arnold Schwarzenegger hands out turkeys at the Hollenbeck Youth Center.
What does service mean to you?
Well, giving back is to me everything.
Here, look fantastic here.
Arnold's been donating turkeys here for more than three decades.
For me, the whole year is about sharing.
He says that love of giving began when he was a young boy in Austria. His father, a police officer, was assigned to a refugee camp filled with Hungarians fleeing Russians in 1956.
He told us kids, he says, you come with me. We're going to go and help them. My brother and I were handing out soup in the meantime. And we were there for hours and hours and hours and handing out soup. All of these years later, it is still in my mind.
Another reason? How he was treated when he first came to America.
5, 6.
Last year, Schwarzenegger invited us to Gold's Gym in Venice, where gym goers first taught him about Thanksgiving in the late 60s.
It was a wonderful dinner and we had a wonderful time and it made me feel so good. And then the next day, people from the gym came over to my empty apartment, kind of, which was just a bed there and a couch and the table. And they brought sheets and they brought the silverware. So the generosity of the American people was so extraordinary. And look at that couple.
He's tried to repay that for decades.
Oh, yeah.
With a special emphasis on helping military veterans.
I'm going to show you inside one of these right now.
In 2021, we joined him as he first saw the tiny homes he donated to homeless vets.
I'm really ecstatic. I'm so excited.
In 2022, we joined him in Bell Gardens. As he celebrated his after-school initiative. Over the years, he's raised over $1.5 billion for that program, something he's very proud of.
I feel so happy to see those kids enjoying themselves, getting after-school programs.
Going forward, he's committed to more work on that program and more visits here in East LA.
It's good for you to be here. You know, I always love you to be part of everything. And,
I think it's great. Tom Arnold
is always there and every step of the way.
Actor Tom Arnold has been joining his friend's charitable events for decades.
He's an inspiration. I'm telling you, this guy, just to walk in his shadow, because he does it. Like, him, we'll leave here. The last time we left here, I go, where are you going? Well, I got to visit firefighters in Northern California. I go, you aren't running for office anymore. That's how he lives his life. Like, he is running for office all the time. He's amazing, and he means it.
My thanks to him. Whatever your platform is, I hope you'll use it to lift up those around you.